Okay, can we play a game here then?
Okay. Am I going to like
I
it?
don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to put it to you. I would like to do a role play now, okay? Because this is that was really fascinating what you're saying there. The good ship relationship, and the two people are in this vessel, this ocean going, the seas of life in their relationship together, aren't they? Bobbing up and down on open seas, they have their days of still waters and beautiful sunshine, and then they have their stormy moments, don't they?
Yep.
Like that George Clooney movie that comes to mind, the perfect storm every now and then that happens. Now, let's say you and I are in a relationship, right? We've been 10, 15, maybe 20 years, okay? We're going to role play this relationship now, and we're going to be doing some a guide to flirting in your marriage. And so there you and I are, Carl and Jackie, in this relationship. You've been picking up my socks this morning after I've been out of the house for some. Are you happy to play this game?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, right. You've been picking up my socks, or I've been picking up your socks. It doesn't, you know.
Okay.
For the purposes of this demonstration, I picked up your wet towel in the bathroom. You picked up one of my odd socks that you know, under the bed or whatever. What were those other things you said that make? Oh yeah. We saw each other in our joggy bottoms. I quite like tousled hair, so that wouldn't be a problem for me. But do you want to furnish the picture a little bit more?
Yeah, okay. So what sort of time of the day are we? Should we be round about now, 6:45?
Yeah, let's do that. But
The day has ended. We're knackered. And the towels have been brought down. And you know, someone's cooking supper, and they're really – I'm cooking supper. And it's, you know, I've cooked it for the last goodness knows how long, and I'm chopping up vegetables, and you come in, and you've had a really crummy day at the office, or not at the office, but doing whatever it is that you've been doing, and you come in, and the first thing you do is go, oh, I need
a beer.
What's
for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Did you buy any beers, Jackie?
Yeah. No, why didn't you get them yourself on your way home if you want a beer? What do you think I am? Yeah?
Sorry.
Exactly. So let's try that again. So come in and say it again.
Have you got any beers? Did you buy any beers today? Like, I'm dying for a beer. I've had a terrible day. I'm sorry, I can't help doing this without smiling. But yeah, okay, I'm trying to get into do a bit
of...
Yeah.
So you've had a terrible day, and I'm standing there chopping my vegetables, and I look at you and I go, oh, darling, can I slake your thirst any other way?
That works for me. Okay.
Come here. I'll take your thirst away, honey. You know I didn't buy any.
Oh, brilliant.
You know, it's kind of you. Instead of taking that as a, what happens often is that, you know, did you buy any beers? What will happen at that point is people will feel boom, the bang of, oh gosh, you know, I've let him down, or why does he expect me to be buying him beers? I've had a job to do all day as well. So rather than taking that kind of attitude, it's pulling back and recognizing all he asked was, did I buy any beers? That means he must be thirsty. It wasn't get at me.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. But that was masterful. That was superb. Because, you know, in the first of our role plays there, I'm thinking, I can see what you have here. When, no, why didn't you buy your own bloody beers, basically? I'm thinking, all right, okay, this is going to be a tele-on night. This is going to be a quiet dinner. Pass the salt, will you? Or ask your mother to pass the salt.
yes.
And it's going to be a quiet night, isn't it? And then it's going to be, been there, done that. Don't really want to do that anymore. But second scenario, you open the evening up completely to all sorts of mysterious and magical possibilities.